Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swung on, hit in the air, deep left field. A Rosarena back, looking up, and there it is. His first home run all season. And it's career hit number 1,500 for Trey Turner. A three-run home run to straightaway left, and the Phillies have an early 5-0 lead.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
We're all Julia. Over it. Yeah, all over
You
it.
Good over there?
Blame the boss.
No, listen. Me and the boss were talking. Yep. And we were talking about the movie Tron comes out next week, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so he asked me, he said, "Is who's the villain?" And I said, I Googled it, right? And
it's Jared Leto, right?
Jared Leto. And I said, it says, yes, Jared Leto plays the titular villain.
Titular.
Yeah, I said it wrong.
Those sound nearly as villainous.
He looked at me and he said, Tiddler. And I was like, Tiddler?
That's awesome.
It's good stuff.
Now I can see why you were laughing so hard.
No,
because like, what is so funny?
No, because he looked at me like, what? Because he looked at me like, that don't sound right.
Just like I looked at you on the air.
Yeah, that was good.
Titular.
Yeah, and then we're getting more drops out of this. All right, welcome back. It is our Red October Rally at Stateside Live. Trey Turner set to join the show in a few minutes. All right, before we talk to Trey, what are we thinking in terms of his readiness to do this? He's played one game in 3 weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
He's healthy. They cleared him. But last year when he came back, and we could talk to him about it, when he didn't run much, right? It just seemed like he was hesitant to run. And when I think of him, especially this season, he's had so many infield hits, right? It's not just about stolen bases, right? For him to be at his best, Jack, he needs to be able to run and get those infield hits.
That first ignited, to third, second yes, to home, first yes, to home, all
I,
that.
I hope that's there because that's a big part of this version of Trey.
Yeah, I'm not so worried. Yeah.
All right, let's you know what?
Let's ask him himself. Yeah, might as well ask Trey instead of asking us about it.
Joining us right now, Philly shortstop, National League batting champion.
Oh, that's why Jack's still here.
Trey Turner with us. Trey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. Long time no talk to, man. How you doing? How are you feeling, man? We were just sitting there talking about your hamstring. So how are you feeling? You feel 100%?
Yeah, I feel good. I haven't ran 100% yet, but I feel like I can. Played in that scrimmage, you know, a couple nights ago and ran pretty hard and I feel good, feel normal and nothing bothered me, so good to go.
So are you, like when you said you haven't ran 100%, are you a little bit, like, are you going to kind of hold back a little bit because you're still trying to, you know, figure out if you're healthy enough or so?
No, I'm just going to kind of let it happen. Like, okay. I feel like, you know, in practice you can, I think there's a difference between effort and then speed. So, you know, I feel like the last, you know, week or two my effort's been really high. Mm-hmm. Been getting better every day, and I feel like I'm running normal and like I said, running hard with effort. But it's a different you know, thing when you get in the game and run with a little bit of speed. So not worried about it. Just hasn't happened yet, and I think that's kind of how it works. You know, you wait for that game to play out, and when you got to make a play, you make a play and just let it go, and then trust it.
Trey, is that one of those? Do you have to think through that, or does it just happen? Because last year it felt like when you came back. It felt like it took a while for you to just run like you can run. And I'm thinking, like, tomorrow night, infield hit type of thing, first inning, ball in the hole. Is that just an instinct thing and it'll take over? Or do you have to decide, okay, I got to let it rip?
Both. I mean, I think when you get in the competition of the game, it's kind of an instinct thing. But like you're saying, kind of just trust it and let it rip. And I think I'm in a position to do that. The rehab's gone really good. Last injury, I think, was now going through. It was a lot worse and a lot harder to come back. And when I came back, I was probably still a little too early. But I want to be back on the field. And if I feel like I can compete, I want to get back there as soon as possible. So I think that last one was a little bit of that. But this one, I feel good. I feel nothing's bothering me. I don't feel like anything's holding me back. So it's going to be, you know, all cylinders go.
Philly shortstop Trey Turner joining us here at the Red October Rally. All right, Trey, so how about your timing? That's the other thing. You're out for a while. You wonder about timing. You had the game on Sunday. You came back, inter-squad game the other night. How do you feel there? I know last year you didn't do a rehab. It doesn't seem like you need to have a lot of at-bats to fill your time back. How are you feeling? How did it feel the other night when you were hitting?
Yeah, it feels good. I was doing some live at-bats, a week ago, and I felt like the decision-making was good. I was seeing the ball good. It was just kind of getting those reps, I think, are important. So I've gotten some live at-bats before, that scrimmage game. And then the scrimmage game was good, too. It felt like I was seeing the ball good. It's kind of weird facing your own guys. And I think that was a little awkward. But as far as, being in the batter's box, I feel comfortable. So, going to have to go out there and compete. And I wish, obviously never got hurt and missed those games. But it is what it is, and I feel good. So I'm not worried about it. And I think, adrenaline will lock me in. And I'll be good to go.
So I know we're all looking forward to tomorrow and the playoffs, but it's worth a congratulations for you for this season, a batting title. It's an incredible accomplishment, especially when it seemed like the Phillies asked you and Topper asked you to kind of be a different offensive player this year. You did it. You won the batting title. How would you assess your season after, from the ups, the downs of the past couple years to where you were this year in your third season as a Philly?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, obviously, I'm pretty proud of the defense this year. I felt like I played a really good shortstop, and I wanted to do that because I felt like I was capable, and, the last few years kind of fell short of that. But as far as offense, I feel like it's kind of what I expected for myself. I expected a few more homers here and there, and, all the low amount of homers at home was kind of weird. But I felt really consistent all year. I felt like there wasn't too many stretches where I was going bad. I felt like my two-strike hitting was good, used the whole field. So I just felt really consistent, and that's kind of the player that I've always wanted to be, is consistent. I don't want to get too high, too low, and kind of contribute every day. And I feel like between, the offensive side of just putting the ball in play and finding first base and getting on base for those guys behind me, paired with good defense, I think was a good year. And, I'm pretty happy about it.
Trey Turner with us here as we get set for tomorrow night, the Phillies and the Dodgers. Trey, what's it going to feel like, and what does it feel like for you to run out on that field in front of this crowd at Citizens Bank Park? You've played in a lot of big games and World Series games, but what is it like here in October? You've been through it a couple times now in front of this crowd at Citizens Bank Park. What's an October Citizens Bank Park crowd like?
It's just the first thing that comes to mind is goosebumps. I've played a long time, played a lot of games, and pretty often I feel like in the regular season, it just feels like another day. But, the second you run out there in the postseason with the crowd, the energy, just the situation, and, the city can feel it, we can feel it as players, it just kind of gives you goosebumps. It's what you play for. The opportunity to win that World Series, I know we all want it. I know the fans want it really bad. So we're here, and we got a chance to do it, and we want to get it done.
Trey Turner with Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, and also with us here, James Seltzer, Jack Fritz, a name you know, as the High Hopes guys are with us here.
All right.
They're big fans, dog.
All right.
Big fans.
All right. I know. Trey had the sympathy video before me versus the camera. Trey, it's okay.
It was like a hostage.
Yeah. I'm sorry that they made
you
helped. Do that.
I think it helped.
It was like, Trey, you have to do this.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, Trey, 0-for-8, 5 strikeouts. Big-time players rise up in big-time moments. So
Always.
So I'm curious, last year...
Did you just do your stats?
Yeah, he did. That was exactly what happened. And stats
though.
Against Joe DiCamera, no less.
2-0 in the high school playoffs,
to a guy who just won the first batting title in 67 years in Philadelphia.
He's talking about
striking out Joe DiCamera. I just want to make sure that we're
this
clear
is a
on
ball
that.
Player talking to a ball player.
That's yeah, right. These yes. are, this is a baller's
yes.
conversation.
A batting champ and
my
pitching
fault.
Champ,
my
apparently.
Fault. I digress. You
Thank
got
you.
It. This is all yours.
Thank you. So last year, Trey, heading down the stretch, probably a different vibe. What's the biggest difference between last year's team heading into the postseason and this year's team?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right there. You want to be playing your best baseball at the end of the year, and I feel like I've said this probably four or five times this year just in interviews and different things, is you know, early on when you struggle, it's not a bad thing, as long as you obviously make the postseason, which we did. So those struggles we went through, you know, in June and July and different parts of the season when everybody wants us to play our best, I understand that. But you got to have a little bit of that in order to get better. And I feel like this last, you know, month and a half, we played really good baseball, beat some good teams. A lot of guys contributed up and down the lineup and on defense. Our pitching has been great. We built some depth. So all these things, I think, is exactly where I wanted to be. I want to be in this situation right here, win the division, and be playing your best baseball at the end of the season. And I think that gives us the best chance going forward. It's not necessarily the best team. It's whoever gets hot and who plays the best. So we're in a good situation to do that, and I'm excited to get out there tomorrow.
Trey, what has Bader meant for you guys? It feels like, you know, it's one thing. Obviously, he's hit a lot since he got here, and he's been a really good player. It feels like he's also with the vibes and the energy. It feels like he's added something. And just from watching from afar, Trey, it felt like he fit in with you guys right away from the minute he got here. How about his impact on this team?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like Dave's done a really good job at finding those guys and signing those guys that fit into the clubhouse. And, you know, it started a while ago, but it seems like every year we get, somebody or a new player that really fits in and just meshes well. And like you said, the energy is almost just as important as how well he's played, and kind of give you a little shot in the arm and halfway through the year or, you know, last third of the season and kind of just make you have fun. You know, he's great to have in the clubhouse. He's the same guy every day. He's funny. He's competing out there. He wants to win, and those are the guys you need in the clubhouse, guys that can enjoy themselves but also can take it really serious at the same time and want to win. So he's been awesome. I'm so happy he's here, and I think we all are, and I think the fans can see that as well.
Trey, listen, man, we appreciate you hopping on and giving us a few minutes. Say congratulations on the batting title. Good luck this next month. And, Trey, we got to have a parade here in February, and we are all hoping for another one about a month from now. Trey, good luck this postseason, and hopefully we see you down Broad Street in about a month.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
You got it. There he goes. Trey Turner
let's
with us here
it.
On the Midday
I'm
Show.
I'm with you, pal. Let's do it.
So a couple things from that. One, he sounds confident, but it was interesting to hear him say he hasn't pushed it 100%.
You and I looked at each other when he said that. We kind of like,
it's
notable. Yeah, it's notable. You know, it's interesting.
I understand why. But why would he, right? He played in the one.
Until you have to, right?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Hugh, have you ever had an injury where you didn't know you could do it until you literally got back in the moment on the field in a real game?
Well, it's a confidence thing. You're afraid that your body's going to fail. You know what I mean? So you go through the cautionary phase of like, okay, well, the last time if it's similar to the way you got hurt, you're a little nervous about that. So I'm assuming his first at bat, say if he hits a single and he's legging it out, that's probably going to be the tail. You know, when he has to, when you pull a hamstring or something like that, it's not so much the running, it's the burst. And what I mean by that is like from stop to start, like really, really fast, and that's when your muscles are firing. That's where you usually get in trouble. And that's what speed guys usually, that's when they usually pull their muscles. So that's when it's going to be, when it's just not, you're not even thinking about it. You just have to react and go.
I kind of hope it's an infield chopper in the first inning. Like, I think if he gets it out of his head, right, if he knows he can do it, maybe he's just ready to go.
I'm not as concerned about, like, I don't really care about him stealing bases because he has Schwarber and Harper behind him. That's why his stolen base total, he could steal 40 bags if he didn't have those kind of guys behind him. It really is, will he be able to leg out those infield singles and going first to third and
score from first on a ball in the gap? We've seen him do that so many times.
Last year he stopped doing it after the injury.
Totally.
Well,
I mean,
and the other thing is that it affected his defense. I mean, he said that the hamstring, you know, it had him a little bit worried and maybe to bend over as much. I don't know. But he said it did affect his defense. He's been so good defensively this year at shortstop. You cannot have a step back from that standpoint.
And that was another notable part that, you know, when you talked about his season, he's like, the defense, that's what I'm proud of. I really worked to get back to where I thought I could be. I thought that was, you know, it
seems like
matters.
He's more proud of that than the batting title.
Which is wild.
He probably heard
you
killing him on the air.
Well, he's lucky he even talked to you. His second batting title, by the way.
Yes.
The one thing
that's
interesting with his defense, and it's something that Bobby Dickerson has put in, is that you get them all to really work on backhand. Like that's when you're growing up, it was always get in front of the baseball.
Get in front of the baseball. Get your body in front of it. Yeah.
Now it's just pick it with your backhand. And it had Trey have his best defensive year yet.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was really good. Like not just, you know, better than he was before. Like he was a quality defensive shortstop.
Well, and even like the advanced analytics suggests he was a good defensive shortstop.
Yeah.
You know, with Bohm, we watch him and we're like, oh, he's fine. Yeah. But then all the advanced numbers are he's still below average. Even the advanced numbers were like he had a good defensive season.
Yeah, and if he's I don't need him to be Ozzie Smith out there. If he just makes the plays, they're going to be fine.
He won a batting title, play average shortstop. That's one of the most valuable players in the league.
He's,
you know,
he's probably going to get top 10.
Yeah,
I think 10.
Really?
I think it's probably top 5 MVP. You talking about?
There was not much after.
It's
Schwarber.
More the lack of other top tier kids.
Ohtani, Schwarber, Soto.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, and I don't even know with Soto like how many.
Oh, I think he'll be top 3.
I think he will because of the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers.
But, like, I don't – yeah, you're right. He'll be
PCA
he'll be,
fell off. Machado fell
PCA
off.
Fell off horrendously. I mean, PCA, the second half of the season was – he barely went to 30-30.
I do wonder
– I mean, Trey had the highest war in the National League.
No,
right?
Christopher Sanchez did.
Nice.
I do wonder
– I know, right? Isn't that hilarious? Yeah, no, Christopher Sanchez had the highest war.
No, but amongst position players.
Oh, I think Trey was up there,
I wonder if he fell a little out of sight, out of mind, not playing the last 3 weeks with voters.
Possible.
But yeah, but
possible.
I mean, whatever. Top 5 or top 10.
Didn't matter for the Cy Young last year.
It did not.
With Chris. Not that I had money on it.
Either way, he's going to get top 10 votes. Yeah. Sanchez is going to finish two in Cy Young. All right, let's grab a call on here. Let's grab
there's no.
Have you guys spoke to Aaron in San Diego?
Sadly.
No, I love Aaron San Diego. People are too mean to Aaron San
Diego. You put him on when I was with you at McGurk's, and I said, I believe I said it was the single worst call that I had ever heard.
Well, there's
in
nowhere
WFB
to go,
history,
nowhere to go but up then. Aaron in San Diego's up. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
And this is where you lose everyone.
How we doing?
Today is a day where I wish it was Aaron in Philadelphia. I mean,
you've
got to have people in their brightest, sharpest red, blue, and white jerseys. And on the other side of the street, you got the vibrant greens and silvers and whites. The city has to be absolutely... Okay? And there...
It must be his phone. It got to be his phone,
no,
man.
His voice. Yeah, his voice went out the other day.
Yeah.
And there was construction at his house. Just go ahead, Aaron.
It's bad delivery, I think. Really.
I know you're nervous, okay? And I know there's a lot of people that are out there that are nervous about the super team coming in for this series. But here's what I want you all to do. I want you to all go in the mirror, look yourself in the eye, and repeat after me. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can. Because, ladies and gentlemen, there's not a damn thing that we can do on the field to affect the outcome.
Serenity prayer.
I was
going to say, not serenity prayer.
You don't hear that on WIP often, the serenity prayer.
Nah.
That's a Marple Mack
thing. All the fans out there.
I mean, it's a good thing. He's right. I don't disagree.
I have thought about it.
Me too. I'm a big, I really try and focus on what I can control.
I look in the mirror every day and say, I'm a professional.
Yeah.
That's right.
I look in the mirror and say, Candyman. I don't know.
Not three times, though.
No, never.
Is that a movie reference?
Yes.
Come on.
Hold up.
It's always a movie reference with Seltzer.
Are you serious?
What movie?
You've never seen Candyman.
Are you serious?
I have no idea.
I haven't either.
Is it John Candy?
I haven't either.
Oh, my God.
You know what really bothers me about this whole exchange? He's looking at me with a straight face.
I know.
I have no idea what Candyman is.
You've never seen Candyman?
No. You've heard of Candyman?
No, I actually...
Well, he made a remake, too. The original is the one. He is a part of my tribe, though, so you probably, you don't know who he... It's only me and Ike are your only two tribal friends.
I saw Friday.
Ain't wrong.
I did see Friday.
Aaron,
I should have never thought he would see the Candyman. That was my mistake.
When did you see Friday? Like, last year?
Last year?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, last year.
Hold on, man.
I'm getting in.
Friday's amazing.
I told you. I told Ike I'm getting invited to the cookout, but I'm just getting made fun of at the cookout.
I don't know.
You know we gotta take here. You know, hold on,
Candyman.
Aaron, hold on a second.
I'll show you the break.
We got to take. Wasn't there a place we went to in Atlanta? We got to take.
Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, I found another spot.
One will stick out in Atlanta than
Jack. No,
well, I was there. I stick out.
No, Jack's worse, I think.
Really?
I think so.
That sounds like a Twitter poll.
Let me tell you. Me and Joe went.
Who's whiter, Jack or Joe?
Joe acclimated. Joe made friends. Like, I turned around and Joe was gone. I'm like, where's Joe?
Well, see, here's the difference, you. Joe with an IPA or two, that's a different Jillio.
I think it might have been three at that point.
Yeah. Oh, you were getting. Yeah.
We were making friends. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah. We forgot we got him on call. I think we made Aaron mad.
Oh, now we hung up. Oh,
I'm devastated. Oh, what am I going to do?
The poor me's for Aaron in San Diego.
You guys going to miss him? Or
I like Aaron San Diego.
There might be your worst there. Take. He's got some bad ones. That's up there.
I'm still stuck on Jack looking at me with a straight
face.
Who's Candyman? Seriously?
I don't know what Candyman is.
So it's not John Candy is what you're telling
it's
us?
It's not John Candy.
It sounds like the opposite of John Candy. It is.
This is Ike's fault. You should have watched Friday a long time ago.
I agree with that, too.
I blame Mike for this.
Yeah. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Joe, hey, I'm trying to practice.
Where's your bookie?
Where's your book?
Ain't he in jail in PA?
Yeah.
Somebody just said that.
Yeah. Ippy's doing time.
Locked up, won't let me.
I need a fat head of Ippy tomorrow.
I'm locked up.
Come on, man.
That's Akon right there.
I know Akon.
What's up, Drew?
I can do the Dougie.
Hey, Jack, I will definitely contribute to that.
I'm just kidding.
Dude, my wife and my buddy Dougie at our wedding. It was
Is
awesome.
That right?
Yeah. My wife can Dougie.
I'm going to the wedding after this.
I know.
The best.
You're not dressed up. Sorry, Drew. We were all over the place.
Sorry, Drew.
What's the point of taking calls, frankly?
You're good. I will definitely contribute to that chant tomorrow. Jack, hey, Hugh, I got a favor to ask you. I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's my birthday. I'm having a great day. I would love if you could tell someone at some point before the show ends to kiss your ass at some point. You did it the day of the eve of the Eagles season, and we're 4-0. So just keep that in mind.
That'll probably happen.
Yeah. For your birthday, I'll tell someone.
I don't know, the boss is kind of in close proximity.
You did it before the Eagles season. Why?
I have no idea. It's probably because someone said I don't like the Eagles. Or something. I don't know why they would think that.
Oh yeah,
that comes out of nowhere. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, I was thinking of you with that. Yeah, man. So I'll get to my X factor, but I think it's more on the bats because, to me, you know, these pitchers, like they don't have the same baggage that the bats do. Like, you know, Sanchez, Lizardo, like Ranger, like they haven't done a lot wrong over the past couple years to like mess up in the playoffs. Like Lizardo hasn't even been here. So I feel like, you know, when you're making more money, like you got more responsibility, like Bryce, like Trey, like Kyle Schwarber, like this is on them, and I'm sure you guys have looked at these, you know, splits a little bit. I don't want to just accept of like, okay, no runs after five, get to the bullpen. I think these starters are gettable. Shohei's got a 3.8 ERA on the road. Bell's ERA on the road's above 4. Like, we got to do some damage early on here.
Oh, Snell's not handling
love,
this
Love the
well.
Take. Yeah. Love it. Well, look, you know, Shohei hasn't pitched in a few weeks,
September
too, right?
September 23rd. Yeah. His command could be off.
And he's never pitched in the postseason.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
he pitched in the World Baseball Classic, struck out Trout to close
not
out.
Not the postseason.
Well, let's just say this. He's never pitched in an environment like he's going to be in tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little different.
Like this. Oh, you don't think Anaheim's like now a big game in Anaheim? No? Oh, I'm sorry.
They've never had a big game. Yeah, that was my bad. Drew, man, we appreciate you. Good phone call. Yeah, if we get an Ohtani's head tomorrow night, that would be awesome.
I mean, but how are you going to do that?
I think you could change the series. Like, if they can get to Shohei early, I think that could really get in their head.
Do you really think the bookie thing is going to carry?
No, I think the
only... put his best friend in jail because he didn't want to go to jail.
I'm with you. I think the only way you get... Hugh's definitely right. I don't think anything... It's just the noise, the scene. Can he handle
the ambiance. Yes, exactly.
I don't think it's going to be like the bookie.
No, because he put his bookie... He let his bookie go to jail.
It was just like his best friend. He's like, go to jail for me.
Hey,
like,
man,
cool.
Hey, listen. He's like, hey, you got to take this charge.
Yeah, you got to take the...
He's going to take care... But he's going to take care when he get out. He got to take care when he
get out. It's like Goodfellas. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Just don't say nothing. You know, do this time. And when you get out, you know, there'll be because he bought somebody wife a Benz, then a Porsche.
That's right.
I better have a Range Rover if I do this.
Keep your mouth shut, is what he said.
With like a half a yam in the back. Better be like a half a yam in the trunk in that Range Rover when I get out of jail.
Federal prison? I want more than that.
Yeah, if you're doing it. But you know, from what I've heard, when you do fair time, it's like, you know,
a little
what I mean? It's
country
a little
club
different.
Stuff.
It's like, yeah, it's a little
yeah.
different.
Okay. I would not handle it well.
Jack
would handle it even less well. So.
Is that Hugh chiming in on what jail is better? Yes,
215.
I'm just saying.
You know Bam went to jail?
Bam went to jail.
Upper Darby Bam?
What?
He said Grand Theft Auto.
Isn't he blind?
Don't.
That's what he said.
Isn't he blind?
He said that yesterday.
But Jack. Isn't Bam blind? I'm
Jack.
So confused.
I know.
Is Bam
Jack, you
always
stop.
Blind?
Stop. Jack, don't do that.
I don't know.
He brought it up on the air. He said he was stealing cigarette lighters out of cars. And we said, not jail worthy. And then he's like, no, it was really Grand Theft Auto.
Well, now you have me thinking, what percentage of our callers have done time? I'm just
working. There's probably a few.
There's some.
That's a good way to get rid of October.
What is time, though? Like, are you talking about 6 months? We talking about a year?
I think 6 months counts as time.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
Brother, that's Mickey Mouse.
For me, one night counts as time, all right?
That's Mickey Mouse. 6 months is Mickey Mouse.
Gotta be a year.
Three of us at this table wouldn't survive a day.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, so when you said I'll survive, I'll be okay.
Oh, why do you say that?
Yes, yeah.
Because you know what? Ain't nobody gonna take my cornbread.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody taking my cornbread.
Yeah, right.
And when I go to jail, I'm swinging on the first big cat
that
I see.
That's right, yeah.
Commissary. I'm taking everybody commissary.
Is that a movie?
you know what the commissary is?
Put some money on my books. I'm gonna tell Mike, put some money on my books.
This is a perfect end to this hour.
I'm so happy. What an honor to be here. The High Hopes, guys.
We appreciate you being part of it. 4 o'clock tomorrow from the park.
By the way, the Phillies are selling the 999 challenge during the postseason.
You going to do it?
Well, I won't be able to do the postgame show.
Yeah,
you'd be banged up for real. I ain't eating no nine glizzies. That's a lot.
I can do the nine beers. The nine hot dogs, I can't eat no nine hot dogs.
You won't even eat a hot dog like a regular person.
I'd be damned if I eat nine glizzies.
Hot dog thing is
I ain't no glizzy gobbler.
They better be. Cut that off. Cut that audio.
The glizzy gobbler, listen, Hugh Douglas.
Jack, out of everything I said, Jack caught that.
Kyle was going to cut that audio the moment it came out of your mouth.
No question. All right, coming up next, Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies, ready for another October. He will join us. Your phone calls. Well, it is the Red October Rally at Stateside Live. Come on by parking lot S, parking there, and come on into Stateside Live, formerly Xfinity Live, down by the stadiums. We appreciate everyone being a part of this day today. Scott Fransky next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.